And as we're catching up with our friends from Christ the King Manor, serving by giving, and you know, we're going to talk about skilled nursing, what it really means, and what it means for the residents who are there. So, of course, as always, we have Paula Felton Warner, the CEO of Christ the King Manor. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning, Brittany. Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. You brought me a guest this morning, though,
I did. I brought you our admissions director, Sherry Zanet. So we're thrilled to have her here and just share a little bit with our listeners about what skilled nursing is and a little bit more detail.
Okay. Well, Sherry, I'm going to turn the conversation over to you, if you don't mind a little bit. First of all, as admissions director, you're dealing with skilled nursing. Break that down for me. What does that actually mean? What is skilled nursing, or I guess as most of us call it, a nursing home?
Yes, and that's fondly what we're called, nursing home, and folks take that as a different perspective. And what we think is, when you have a need for something that we call an ADL, which is an activity of daily living, if you're not able to take care of yourself, you know, in those easy ways that we take for granted, if you can't, you know, run in and take a shower, use the restroom, or if you're having trouble getting dressed, or even preparing a meal and are not necessarily able to even, you know, feed yourself, or if you're caring for someone that, you know, you're helping to do that, those are the kind of things that we see in our facility. And Paula had mentioned in her last segment with skilled nursing and rehabilitation. So if you were, like she said, in an accident or maybe have an infection and your doctor is talking about possibly having an IV therapy, and we can do that in our skilled facility and take care of you and go home. And a lot of our people do that. And then there's times when you might need to stay, or your loved one might need to stay too. So skilled nursing is a bigger array of what people necessarily think it is.
Yeah. You've talked a little bit about how you might know if somebody needs skilled nursing. Now, if we're thinking to ourselves, okay, either I myself need this or one of my loved ones needs some of the skilled nursing that you can provide, what do I do next? What are the next steps to actually go for admission?
Well, I mean, a lot of times, you know, you certainly want to talk to your family and because of caregiving and so on. But I think you need to speak with your doctor, your primary care, and see what he thinks or she, and you know, what the next move is, and what kind of care you really feel that you need, and what kind of care that they would feel you would need as well.
Yeah, it's an ongoing conversation where I think for everybody it's a little bit different.
It is different, depending on your needs and you know, where you might land, you know, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is the, I guess we'll call it the $1 million mm-hmm. question here. And it's a major concern for a lot of people. How do you pay for this? Will your insurance pay for it? And I know a struggle for a lot of people is they think you're going to take their house.
Absolutely. I hear it probably twice a week, and it's a scary situation. People coming to our skilled nursing facility feel they lose, you know, their independence, and then they're topping it off with losing their assets. So depending on what their needs are and how long they're going to be in our facility, insurance will pay for a stay for a short period of time. That's when we're looking at like a rehabilitation process. If people need to stay, say, a little bit longer for rehabilitation, and the insurance might stop paying for that, you know, we do look into a private pay situation, and that starts scaring people. But there are other options, and there is, you know, medical assistance out there in the community, and there is a medical assistance for the facility. So we have financial advocates in our building that solely focus on that and can walk people through every step of that, you know, so they don't feel so powerless and so like they're going to lose everything.
Yeah.
So there's definitely ways, and it's a longer conversation, I think, and everybody's different, and the insurances are different as well. Some require a hospital stay prior to even coming to the facility. Some do not, and, you know, we can work with you to figure out, you know, what you need.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad to have people like you there to walk us through those conversations and make sure that people are well-informed and, you know, not quite as misinformed, we'll say, about it.
Well, thank you. And we do everything we can to put people to ease. And, you know, we're always available for conversation. So just give us a call.
That's wonderful. Well, Paula, then I'm going to turn it over to you because Sherry just said, hey, if we need any of those questions answered, or if you just want to have a conversation, give us a call. What can we do if we're thinking about whether it is skilled nursing or something else within Christ the King Manor? Where can we find more info?
Anybody can reach out and look at our website. We do have an array of services from the home support division where we can provide support in the home, short-term respite stays in our personal care or in our skilled nursing facility as well. But Sherry is our point person on campus, and certainly any listener can reach out to her directly at our main number, and she'd be happy to give detail on anything someone might need.
All right, and it's been Christ the King Manor, serving by giving, here on Connect FM. Our friends Paula Felton Warner, the CEO of Christ the King Manor, and Sherry Zanut, the admissions director.